message.
Look, I get it. Building positive energy these days feels like trying to keep a candle lit in a hurricane. Every time we light it, bam! Another headline, another crisis, or your neighbor's leaf blower is going at 6 a.m. And yet, here we are. So, how do we do it? How do we summon sunshine when it feels like the forecast is
permanently cloudy with a chance of existential dread?
First, let's address the elephant in the room, or in your head. Yes, the world seems chaotic, but your brain? Oh, well, it's starring in its own reality show. It's like,
welcome back to Doom Scrolling, the overthinking edition.
If you're going to foster positive energy, the first step is turning off the 24/7 circus in your mind. I'm gonna say it again. Meditate, breathe, or just stare at a wall and pretend that you're meditating. No one's gonna judge you. Next, let's talk about gratitude. I know, I've said it a million times, it is the kale of emotional wellness. Nobody really wants it, but deep down, we know that it's good for us. So start small. I'm so grateful that my coffee was hot this morning. I'm so grateful that my boss didn't send me a passive-aggressive email yet. Gratitude is like kindling for a fire. Toss in enough little sparks, and soon enough, you will have a full-on blaze. Trust me. Now, let's address the people around you. Yep, I'm talking about those energy vampires. They are real, y'all. You know, the ones, they walk into a room and suddenly it feels like someone vacuumed the joy out of the room. Politely distance yourself. And if that's not possible, counteract them by surrounding yourself with people who bring the good vibes. You know, the ones who make you laugh until you cry or convince you that dancing in the kitchen is a valid life strategy. Finally, we all need a secret weapon, and that's called fun, silliness. Be goofy. Wear those mismatched socks. Laugh at your own jokes, even when they're terrible. Especially if they're terrible. The world is already absurd, so why not meet it halfway? And remember, you're not building positive energy to ignore the chaos. It's so you can face it without crumbling. You are the lighthouse in the storm, not the shipwreck. So light that candle, fold that fitted sheet, or hell, start a kitchen dance party. The world may be wild, but you're untamed in the best way. So keep shining.